The Justice Minister, Andrew Little, is being bullish about new counter-terrorism legislation, saying he's not up for negotiating. The Green Party's thumbed its nose at the bill, calling it dog-whistling. It would give police the power to apply for a High Court order to monitor New Zealanders who've been involved in overseas terrorist activity. Without Green support, Mr. Little needs Nationals' votes. But the opposition says that will depend on him meeting a string of demands. Our political reporter Jo Moyer has the story.
The National Party is supporting the bill through the first reading, but leader Simon Bridges says he'll then want to see changes, including toughening penalties and making it apply to people as young as 14.
I think New Zealanders will be less safe if the changes National is recommending don't happen.
Mr. Little says the National Party will have to live with whatever decisions it makes.
The problem for the National Party is if they want to withdraw their support after the first reading, then it'll be they who are leaving New Zealanders unsafe. And if they want to have that on their conscience, that's for them.
The bill would apply to the likes of Mark Taylor, the bumbling jihadi who joined ISIS and is currently being detained by Kurdish forces in Syria. It would give police the power to detain people who they suspect are a threat on arrival into the country and put restrictions on them, including who they can contact and their access to the internet, or even making them report to a police station regularly or wear an electronic monitoring bracelet. The Green Party's Gowrie Gurriman says there's a huge risk the wrong people will be targeted by the law.
What's actually frightening about this is that we're going to rely on evidence collected by foreign agencies that may have employed torture, where we know that that's actually not going to be reliable, or are actually targeted at political dissidents rather than actual terrorists.
Mr. Bridges wants 7 amendments to the bill, including lowering the age of those it applies to. Mr. Little says dropping the age to 14 makes no sense.
To take the National Party argument to its logical extension, look, we should arrest pretty much everybody who crosses the border until we're happy that they're not a risk. That is not an acceptable approach to take. What I don't want to see happening is when we take practical, reasonable measures to protect the safety of the New Zealand community, that we don't get into some crude, mindless bidding war with the National Party, who just want to show, for some reason, that they're somehow hairier-chested than us. That is not a useful debate to have.
Mr. Bridges disagrees.
Regrettably, children, young people have been radicalised as close as across the ditch. And so no one takes any pleasure in this, but I think it's a situation where we need to have the scope, at least, for the High Court to go lower.
But don't expect to see it happening on Mr. Little's watch.
I don't see a reason for it, and in the absence of a good reason for it, I cannot see myself supporting that change.
The only support Mr. Little can rely on is New Zealand First.
Do you not understand that this is an attack on the whole of Western civilization that you're looking at? The reality is, if someone came into this country and we didn't take the action we should have taken, when it's all over, you'd all be looking at us and screaming blue murder that we didn't act. Well, we're getting in first responsibly.
The bill will have its first reading in Parliament next week. From Parliament, for Morning Report, Jo Moyer.